Good morning, tangerines. Welcome to another episode of
Tangerines. Ohai gozaimasu. Genki desu ka?
What was that?
Watashi wa Dani Soraritsu desu.
Good morning, everybody who is listening to us live. I see one person in here. Shout out to you. How about you give us a shout out so I know who you are? Nope, not coming in. Sorry, a little bit of housekeeping before
we get started. That's what she said.
A little bit of housekeeping before we get started here. We were we took a little vacation week last week where we took a break.
You know, so funny, Jason, that you and I... Oh, by the way, good morning, peeps.
That's Danny. I'm Jason.
Yeah, that's Jason and that's me. So, it's funny that you, whenever you don't text me, or just say the letter, oh, I don't text you, we know already. I know. I already know. I'm like, okay, Jason doesn't want to do it today. Hey, I'm okay.
I honestly can't even remember why. I remember why now. It was worth it. Oh, it's Dana in there. Shout out to Dana. Says, hi, I'm your biggest fan. Wow, that means so much to us.
Arigato gozaimasu, Diana fan.
Konnichiwa.
Okay, Jason, look, Jason. Let's be real. Japan and Korea, they've been, you know, you and I need to be in one country. You cannot have South Korea and then Japan, okay? We gotta choose. You gotta choose wisely, dude.
We don't have to choose.
You know, if I were to be reborn, I'll be a Japanese man.
I know this, you said?
Yeah. Remember how we talk about this? My nationality in my heart is Japan. Second is America, and third is Guatemala.
There's just so much going on in my head right now on that statement. Hi, everybody. Welcome to... we have a few people in here. Hi.
Wow.
Okay, Danny, why don't you elaborate for us? Fine, we'll go down this route. What do you mean you feel like your true nationality is Japanese?
Why?
What makes you feel that way?
Because I already speak the language.
Okay. How do you say? Oh, I don't know. It's raining outside.
Oh, sol desu ne. Samui desu ne. Samui desu ne.
You got me there. But you don't even watch too much anime either, though. And everybody knows that's part of the Japanese culture.
Watashi wa anime wa.
What's watashi? What's what was that? Watashi wa.
Watashiwa. It's me. I forgot how to say it's too early in the morning, so I can't really say I watch a lot of anime.
9:38.
Yeah. So
you don't watch too much anime. You don't even read mangas either.
Jason,
there's nothing about you that says Japanese to me. So you're as chupping as they get, Danny.
I was going to grab my fingers and pull my eyes out, but I'm like, that's kind of a little insensitive. So I was like, I'm not going to do that. But that's how I feel, Jason. I touched the motherland once, and I want to go back.
I feel like we can't post this episode for that statement. That was terrible. Well, great.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
We get all the views now because that was terrible.
Yeah, that's fine.
No, it's appropriation is what it is.
Bobby Lee did it once. He did the white
version. He's Asian.
He did the American version of it.
What is with you and all these comedians?
I don't know, Jason. I like comedians. You should know that. My biggest life goal was also being a comedian. Besides the fact of me traveling to all the planets on the universe...
You woke up on a good one today, huh?
Let me tell you about it.
Can you apologize, please, for that statement that you said earlier?
Oh, yeah. Sorry for the white people for being...
Not that one.
Which one, though?
We're waiting. About the Japanese people.
Oh, sorry. I'm not Japanese. Sorry. I do feel like I want to be Japanese. I love the country. I love the food. I love the structure of their, you know, social status that they have, which is like, you know, really respectful. I love the fact that they don't allow other immigrants to come in like nilly-nilly. I love the history of their culture, you know?
In other news, I am looking for a co-host for Sunday Morning Tangents.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're about to get canceled, Danny. No, you're getting canceled.
What?
You're getting canceled, and I see it happening right now. I'm not a... he's about to give my man a stroke. Yeah, I am. I'm uncomfortable here. I'm not PR. I don't have this experience to get you out of this.
I just kidding, Jason. Oh my god, don't worry, okay? Just kidding, Jason.
Yeah. All those comedians who use the N-word, who use the R-word, who use the F-word are also just kidding, right? They're just on stage saying, oh, it's just a joke. That's the type of people you listen to, huh, Danny?
Maybe. Not all the time. I used to like Carlos Mencia.
Denise, Diana's right. Come get your bands. Come get your bands. I'm about to get a stroke. Come replace him. Come replace him. She's more respectable than you.
No, Jason. I respect everybody. If I made anybody insensitive, that's my bad. That's not Jason.
Made anyone insensitive.
That was not me. That was not me. I mean, that was not Jason. That was me. All right. Can't get on me. I was just making a joke. It's just a joke.
That's what they all say.
Life goes on. There's no problem. It's just a joke.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Don't forget, you can catch us at youtube.com/@SundayMorningTangents, where you can like, subscribe, and turn on the notifications to get notified every time we go live, because we like having a live studio audience. Studio, everyone out there. Damn, we gotta not do that. Arm looks really scrawny.
Let me see it. Do it again?
No, I'm not gonna do it again.
No, because you went like this.
I was pointing. Stop it, Danny. No, stop it. I was pointing. Yeah. You could also catch us on... I was gonna say Spotify, but anywhere you listen to podcasts, you can catch us there when we upload. Most of the time on Sundays. If not Sunday mornings, Sunday afternoons. It depends what type of mood I'm in. And if you don't like that, well, guess what? You can work for us as a volunteer, where you can upload for us and keep us on track. We are now looking for producers. That's not true. We're not looking for producers. We don't want people to tell us telling us what to do. We want to do what we want to do when we want to do it. Is that right, Danny?
Look at me. I'm making fantastic jokes right now.
Fantastic is the correct word. The word that I would use. Yep, that's right, everybody. Danny, question for you.
Yeah?
How manly do you think you are?
Me?
Yeah.
It depends on what you think of manly is.
What I think it is?
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure a lot of people have different definition. I'm just a man. I'm just a man. Just do my own thing. You know?
Would you ever go to that, the alpha male camp or whatever it is?
Oh my god, that's so stupid. Fucking stupid. That's one of the stupidest things I thought human beings will not do, but they do. You know what I mean? It's like, really? Like, really? You go to a camp because there's an alpha male. What do they do? Do they scream or something like that?
I don't know.
Isn't it like, yeah.
Yeah, it's
pretty. No, Jason, I wouldn't. Oh, you wouldn't, Jason. Oh. No, I wouldn't. No, I'm just a human being, man. I'm just happy to be a male. Oh. And I don't, you know, I was born a man. Yeah, I just, you know, just do my own thing. I don't know. I'm not trying to be anybody. I don't know. I'm trying to be like, oh, I'm a man.
You're happy to be born male.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Just, you know, Just respect every human being, you know?
When did that become such a hot topic of, like, alpha males? The alphas were always, like, kind of a thing, right? But when did it become such a hot topic of, like, oh, I think that guy over there is alpha or beta and bullshit?
Well, I think it's recent, right? I mean, all those other groups, the people feel like that they represent. The people start to have more outing because they can just say, you know. But then you can say, I'm a fucking beta male or alpha male. People will be like, what the fuck are you talking about? Aren't you a man or not?
Would you consider me an alpha, Danny?
Huh?
Would you consider me an alpha?
I consider you a male.
Alpha male.
Sure.
A lot of hesitance in there.
I just say sure.
Who do you think's more manly, me or you? I feel like it's you.
No, Jason, no. But what's manly, Jason? You know? Let's see. Let's say what alpha male.
Let's look it up.
All right.
Look it up for
us. Oh, damn. An AI overview. Wow.
That's Google these days.
Yeah. Generated AI is experimental. This is by Google. It says a man who's perceived to be dominant, powerful, or assertive in a group. For example, he used an example too. He thinks he's the alpha male of investment bankers. The term can also be used to describe a man who's successful, confident, and intelligent, and who enjoys being in charge of others. For example, alpha males are natural leaders who are comfortable with responsibility. That's the example they gave us. However, the term can also be used in this disparaging way to describe a man who's perceived to be sexually dominant.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I'll let you dominate me. Dana says, how is that an example? That's a good question. We don't know.
That we literally know. AI. This is Google AI. This is literally Google AI, who once is going to destroy us pretty much.
They will, Danny. It's happening, man. It's happening. I don't want to take us off to that AI tangent, but it really does scare me sometimes.
Oh.
On where we're going.
Isn't it not to go deviate from being alpha male, but isn't AI already like fucking up the kids and doing like, you know, because it's easy for them to just write an essay?
Oh, yeah.
I like teachers how to learn how to read AI because they need to figure out if this is from ChatGPT or for something.
See, I'm pro AI for research and for ideas because AI will give you good ideas. But like some people use it to do their work. That's where I'm like, I can't, I'm not going to touch that one. That's not for me. That's not alpha male of them.
That's not alpha males
won't use AI.
That's beta.
That's some beta shit.
That's beta male.
We should change our podcast name, Danny. To like, I don't know, a couple betas cutting it up.
Jason, we're not that manly. What's a manly man? If we were to be what was the movie called? The one where the guy from those two kids from Superbad. What's the name of the actor? Where they're supposed to be like in the caveman times.
Oh, Year One.
Year One, yeah.
Jack Black and Michael Cera.
Yeah. Michael Cera character. He's like just like trying to be an alpha male. But
we're just
not.
A couple dudes being bros. That's all we are.
That's all we are.
That's
dude.
All we are.
We're not trying to be more than that. You know, we just enjoy theme parks.
I'm gonna pause real quick, Denise. Yeah. If you missed out on that first half, your guy is about to get canceled once this
comes I was out making great jokes, you know. I was just making great jokes right there.
So just be careful with that because you're now associated with that type of person. So just be careful. Be careful with him. He's being a squirrely squirrel right now.
Oh, she knows how funny I am.
Do you think you guys could survive an apocalypse? I don't have any doubt in my head that I will survive the apocalypse inevitably. We're going to be alive when the apocalypse happens.
Then. Oh, Jason, we were talking about this with Denise's family yesterday. I mean, uh-huh. We already have a plan where to go.
Hey, he's his own person, Denise says.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
that's fair. No, she's just trying to like get her escape route. Like when she gets questioned about it from press, she's gonna be he's that person, and I don't respect it, but I'm with him because he provides money and security. That's what she said, not me.
Wait, hold up.
You know what's scary about the apocalypse?
She does respect me, all right?
So, about the apocalypse thing, though, Danny? I feel like these days, everybody has a plan. Mm-hmm. She said exactly. I feel like everybody has a plan. So do you have a plan? I've heard it's not a good idea to stay put, to keep moving.
No. So we already do have a plan, Jason. Okay,
please.
Denise and I, we need to make our backpacks, a gold-ready backpacks.
Go bag. Right?
Yeah, the gold bags, right? But we also figure out where the location we're going to meet. If no cell phone, no electronics, no nothing works.
Wait, Danny, real quick. Remember, iOS 18 will have satellite-ready calls.
Oh.
So a lot of people have already started to buy satellite phones to make phone calls even without cellular access. So iOS 18 will be ready.
Okay, we're gonna. Oh, then that sucks for the people who are not into
iOS, yeah.
Or have the new iPhone.
Who don't?
Yeah. Hmm. Not everybody can afford an iPhone, a new iPhone, especially a new iPhone.
Get it? So, yeah. Sorry, continue, please. Location.
Oh, anyways, yeah. So we have the location already. We already know that we have to establish some type of route because, you know, the first shit is going to happen. Everybody's going to try to flee, as we've seen in movies. And what happens when 3,000 people flee at the same time?
Traffic. Traffic on the 91.
It's traffic everywhere. So you have to realize that you have to move somewhere either by walking. Find a path.
Oh.
Jason, where you are, I don't know where you can flee. I'm sorry. You live in a desert.
No. We don't live in a desert. I don't know. You keep saying we live in a desert. We don't live in a desert. We don't live in a desert. We got plenty of mountainous ranges around here. And
little mountains.
Little hills, yeah. Mountains a bit away. We got some mountains close by.
But you know, okay, I'll give you that. But you need the things you need to have is pretty much learn how to survive with a little bit of water. Have a spot where to poop.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people don't think of that shit.
I feel like it's not something at the top of the list, but okay.
Toilet paper
because you got to poop.
I mean, imagine at one point you're gonna have to clean it with some trees,
some leaves.
Used to do it back then. Yeah, some, you know.
Done it before, I'll do it again.
Yeah, and make sure you have clean
underwear.
I was gonna say socks, and shoes.
This is great advice. This is it to survive the apocalypse?
No, it's not. Oh.
Okay, Diana, question for you in there.
No, it's not. Chat.
What kind of apocalypse is this? Is it zombies?
Yeah, give us a scenario.
If they are zombies, are they like World War Z zombies? Or are they more like Last of Us zombies? Or are they Resident Evil zombies? Because Resident Evil zombies always kind of bugged me. Where it was like, they're so slow. Why do they have so much trouble?
Whoa. No, they're
in the movies.
No, but also remember, they fucking evolved to be, like, different types of creature. Imagine you find a freaking one of those big ones.
What's his name? Apocalypse? Nemesis.
Nemesis?
Yeah, but that's, weird. Like, what's the chances you're going to run into those? Because that was, like, that was man-made. That wasn't just, like, an evolution, right?
Some of them are evolution, yeah.
What are the chances?
I'm just saying.
You know what I mean?
I just don't want the World War C zombies. If you get the World War C zombies, you're screwed.
You're done.
Just, yeah.
I just watched. I came into my head because I just watched it the other night. Not good as movie, good as huh? I remember.
I owned the DVD because I liked it so much.
It was fine. It was fine, Danny. It was fine. It was good. It was good. But I was like, it was just. I guess I was expecting more.
That was me when I watched 28 Days Later. No, is it the second one?
Or 28 weeks. 28 months later, coming soon.
Yeah.
Coming soon. I feel like Dana's not in here anymore. She hasn't responded. No. She's catching up. Mm-hmm. Let's build the scenario for ourselves, Danny. Let's make it a little easier on us. They're not World War Z zombies, okay?
No, they're not zombies at all, Jason.
We don't want any zombies?
Realistically.
Okay. I would not survive an apocalypse and have no interest in surviving in it. Diana feels the same way.
That's what Denise is like. Me and Denise have been like, how can I just leave you?
They just she's like,
just leave me there.
We're such alphas, Danny. We are such alphas, you and I. We're just so like, manly. No, come on. Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're just so manly.
Yeah.
Like, come on. We have to survive. I would try. What about... No, Mad Max scenarios.
No.
It's a little more realistic.
I would say, well, another realistic one is, let's say, okay, Jason, we get a solar flare. Okay? All of our electronics, boom. Done. Infinito. No more. Like, cars don't work. No internet. No cell phone. No shit. Nothing. Right? We get a solar flare that literally disrupts all the magnetic field on our planet. Boom. We go to the Dark Ages.
Okay. Love all it. Right? I'm loving this so far. I would love to live like this.
People, okay, then boom. Then what are you going to do? Are you going to go to the store to pick up food? Are you going to have the food that you have? Are you going to be like, oh, shit, what the fuck? What's the plan? Are you going to run out with your neighbors? Hey, what's going on? Nothing is working. And like, okay, we should just, you know, we should get together and figure out a way out, or we'll stay there until you find a way out.
Good question, Danny. Number one, I know where I'm picking up food, and it's not the grocery store. There's a place... I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to give details. But let's just say I know a place that has emergency ready food. Okay.
MRE?
Huh?
MRE?
Is that a thing?
That's what the soldiers eat. I got some bags of food.
They're more non-perishable foods. So it's not like the bags where it's just you get like carbonara pasta in a bag. It's not like that. It's more just non-perishable foods. I know a place not far from me at all, like walking distance. While everyone's over there at the grocery store, I'm probably going to run into maybe five people who are probably also know this place and will get there before I do. Although I think I could beat them to it.
Okay, Jason.
I always have enough gas in my car for these type of
emergencies. Remember, no car's working. Keep that in mind. This is a solo flare scenario.
I always have bike air in my bikes to ride over there.
Okay.
Thank you very much. So I'm going over there. I'm going to make sure I stock up on food. Let me be honest a little bit, Danny. I'm going to feel bad. So I'm probably going to leave a little bit for whoever gets there after me.
Leave what?
Some food.
Ah, oh, Jason. This is where you die. This is why you're going to die, Jason.
How would this you pay for the food? Hold on. This is how you gonna. How would you pay for the food if you don't have cash? Are you stealing it? Yes, we're stealing it.
Yes. Yeah.
We're alphas.
That's not the case. Oh. There's no way to buy food.
Alphas are thieves. Sorry, Dane. No. What are you saying? This is why I'm gonna. No. Die.
Yeah, Jason. You know this. You know when you've seen every single movie, especially on Aliens, if you're trying to be in Aliens, what did the robot say? Brooke said. I'm not trying to be a spoiler free, but you know, he says
beep boop.
No, that most people humans are driven by emotions or something like that. And this is Jason, you're like thinking like, oh, let me be nice. No. That's why you fucking died, Jason.
I could leave a little bit of food for the next
Jason.
Danny. I could leave a little bit.
Okay, the little bit of food you left it to the guy who's probably like a serial killer.
And we don't know that.
Jason, yeah, but you don't know either that he's not.
That's for the family. Fine, I'll take it all. I'll donate some of it to my neighbors. How about that? You happy about that?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Just take it all, dude. What the fuck?
There's plenty of food in there. I don't have enough space to take everything. Like, I wouldn't be able to take everything.
Look, Jason, you just have to leave emotions out of it. Apocalypse happens, you're every man for himself. Every man for himself, Jason. If you see a family trying to steal your food and has a little kid, you fucking shoot the little kid.
Men, women, and non-binary.
Yeah. Just, that's it. That's how life is, man.
You're shooting a kid, you said? You said you're going to shoot a kid?
No. You don't shoot the kid.
You know what my concern is, Danny? I'm not, you know me, I'm not a super pro-gun person. Just, I have very, very too little, no interest in shooting a gun. Carrying a gun, I just don't care for it. Mm-hmm. But I feel like in a scenario these days, I should be ready. I should be ready for this, man, because civil war is among us, and that might be the start. That might be the start, man.
You know how easy it is to pick up a gun, Jason. If you need a quick tip.
I've seen plenty of movies. I know how to work a gun.
Okay, all right.
I know how to work a gun.
Calm down, John Wick.
Thank you.
You need to learn how to recoil of the gun. Okay? How
big
to
properly deal. Clean it. I shoot it once and then I'll get it right. Properly clean it.
Yeah, you get jams, Jason. If you don't learn, you know the most hardest guns to shoot are going to be handguns. Handguns are the hardest to shoot, Jason. To properly shoot. You're not going to, sometimes you don't even kill a person just with the bullets with a 9mm. Right, Jason? Unless you know how to shoot.
Okay. So anyways, I'm picking up some food.
Okay. Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't have a go bag ready. I've been thinking of going to Costco and getting I don't know if they have it just around the country, but over here, I think we have more specific to earthquake go bags because we are anticipating the big one. So down here in SoCal, we get a...
Us too.
Okay, that's just a... Okay, don't get mad at me, Danny. Jeez, I just don't know.
Well, Jason, I don't want the big one to hit us because where I live, it's a three-story building. I'll get fucked.
Yeah, because your buildings aren't ready for earthquakes. Yeah, your buildings aren't there.
I told the neighbors we need to jump out of the window.
That probably won't be necessary. My guess, Danny.
Because it's gonna start like this.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh shit, let's go.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't jump out the window. I don't think that's good advice.
I almost jumped out of Walter's apartment one day. That time.
You really did. You really stormed out.
Look, Jason, I don't like earthquakes, okay?
Nobody likes them. Well,
sue me.
Sometimes it gets some of the adrenaline pumping, and it's like, yeah. Not going to be saying that. I'm scared of the big one. I was telling Diana the other day, what I'm mostly scared of, I'm scared that there's just going to be a big hole that opens up, like cracks. Like, there's just a big crack on the floor, and it's like, oh, what am I going to do? Like, that's it.
Also, the ocean. Well, you live far enough from the oceans, so...
I don't think we'll get hit by any water if there's like a tsunami or anything like that.
That's scary.
It is because there's so little you could do about it. You got sharks swimming in Orange County.
Damn. You better tell Walter to speed up the shit out if that's a thing about. Go somewhere. I don't know.
Did you watch that one movie with Ethan Hawke that came out? The one. What is that movie called? It's with Leave the World Behind.
Leave the World Behind.
You're gonna like it.
Yeah.
Oh, you did watch it.
No, I already saw it.
Okay.
I already saw it. No, I liked it. Like you I said, this is like
Teslas.
That's some scary Teslas.
AI, all electronics. Electric.
All the electronics cars that we have now.
You know where else you don't? What else you don't see in movies when there's an apocalypse? You don't see enough people getting gas, like at gas stations.
Oh, but remember, Jason, in Civil War, remember how there were people like with guns and everything? Imagine they would be taken care of. Look, you just have to be smart about this because people are nasty. Not nasty like, oh, they're dirty. No, nasty where like they know for example, if people need to, what people need to get is gas. So people will set up traps in gas stations. Or like, hey, you got to pay us, or we're gonna shoot you right here.
You know what? Talking things through, Danny, I don't think I want to survive in it either. No, I don't like the sound of this. You know what I want? I want to definitely be the bait in this scenario. I want to go to somebody that is going to be like, all right, guys, this is where we're going to go. This is what we're going to do. I don't want to make those decisions. I just don't want to. It's already the apocalypse. You're really adding more stress on me as it is.
It's going to be stressed. Why do people only live? Why did male only live like 30 years back then? Because it's not just about like there was no cure for a bunch of things, but also stress. Imagine every day you have to think of you might die. We don't think about that nowadays, but back then,
I do.
Every day, every night, you're thinking, oh, y'all might die if I do something stupid.
Dan says I could be Nick Offerman's beta baby. I'll be like Channing Tatum and This Is the End. Someone's gimp.
What a movie, dude. That movie.
Oh, I love that movie. I love it so much. I think I would try to. I just don't know how. I don't know. It's so easy to say and think everything. You know, like people, whenever they talk about mass shootings, and they're always like, oh, I think I'll respond to it and I'll step up and tackle the person. Like, no one really knows. Like, when everyone's sink or swim turns on, it's always different. Like, you don't know what's going to happen to your brain or like your psychology on, oh, I'm going to react to this, or am I going to
fight or flight?
Yeah, fight or flight. Sink or swim. Same shit, Danny. Damn. Okay. You're going to put me on blast like that. You're just trying to make me look dumb.
Just people know more fight or flight. That's really what I'm saying. Yeah, I know fight or flight instead of sink or swim or whatever.
Sink or swim.
Yeah.
Sink or swim. Yeah, no one really knows until it happens. Like your adrenaline makes you do. So I don't know. Who knows? Maybe I choke up. Maybe I'm just like, oh no. Would your dad just take charge and be the alpha? My dad for sure. My dad would. You know what? I don't know.
I don't know. I think you would, Jason. I do feel like you do. I think you would. I really do feel like you would. You'd be like, because you're like, you overthink a lot of stuff, and then when you overthink, you know, it can be bad, but this time it can be like so many things that can happen. You'd be like, no, let's do this because this could happen. This,
you know what, you're so, right. I would not let my dad take charge of this scenario.
Yeah,
he wouldn't think things through, and then he'd get us killed.
So yeah,
you're so right.
Yeah,
my dad would just do things and react instead of thinking through. Oh no, I'm sorry. Then it says, or alpha mom. I'm sorry. No offense to my mom. I love her to death, but no, my mom's going to. She. Oh man, this makes it sound really bad, but there's certain scenarios where she steps up and she takes charge. That type of scenario would not be one. It would just not. Like, we're driving in the car. She's the classic mother who's in the passenger side, and if you're braking a little hard, she's like, and it's like, jeez, oh, Louise. Your mom is going to church to pray.
Oh, that's the worst place to go at that time.
I don't know. Do you think people respect churches?
No. So it's funny because back then they used to. Not anymore.
That's true.
I think nowadays it's just...
You know how many people... Anymore. They had to like add locks and gates to our church because people were stealing out of the cars.
Oh, not just that, Jason. I can. Yeah, that's nuts.
Catalytic converters.
People used to steal the La Eucaristía. How do you say it in Spanish? In English, I mean.
The what?
The Eucaristía, like the
Eucharist. Round.
Yeah. So people used to steal that to do demonic stuff in one of the churches of my mom goes.
Wow.
They didn't steal anything else. They will steal only that. And there was cameras of people like going in there just to steal that.
Wow. That's pretty bad.
That's pretty crazy. But I feel like, Jason, you'll be good at it. I think you'll be a good alpha male. I've seen dead bodies. I've seen
four. We once saw a dead body together, Danny, in Guatemala. Three. We went to a funeral in Cerro Gordo. You took
Who was it?
I don't know. You once walked me over. It was the first dead body I think I ever saw.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Well, I saw the first body that I saw was literally in pieces with my dad's friend. Blood everywhere, guts everywhere, the smell. I still remember the smell. Second time it was just a body in the garden of the in the corner of a house. He was just laying down with the knife on his chest. It was one of my grandpa's brother. And the third one, he was it was on my but you know where grandma lived in Tia Marta, you know Tia Marta's house there in the corner. He was just laying down with a syringe in his arm. I've seen dead bodies. I've seen like the most horrible bodies. So yeah.
No wonder Danny always has nightmares, Denise says. Yeah. You should go to a psychologist, psychiatrist or something, Danny, and get this.
It's fine.
It's not psychologist,
It's
psychiatrist.
fine. I'm fine. I'm fine.
You were literally just telling me about your nightmares before we started recording.
I haven't had those often. I
You
haven't had those
always,
nightmares.
almost every other Sunday, you were telling me about those nightmares.
I mean, I just got used to them already, to be honest. If that's what I like scary movies because I'm like, fucking, that's not even the scary shit I had a dream of. That's not even the scary shit. You know what was the scary shit, Jason, that I have a dream of?
Then he says every night, huh?
I saw one of the scariest things, Jason, is the feeling that made me this fucking thing made me feel. I swear to God, it's not even a joke. There is this time where I felt I was like paralyzed, and I feel like this shadow was next to me, and it was making me feel like I couldn't breathe. It was making me feel like I was in dread, like pure dread. Like fucking, I was wanting to cry so bad, but I couldn't scream or nothing. And they're like, there's no hope. Like I feel like no hope. I had never felt a feeling that of no hope. That was like one of the worst things I remember. I was younger. I remember that I felt ever. That was
How
really
much
bad.
younger?
I think that was like 13 or something.
In what? Or was that already in Oregon?
No, I think it was here, yeah. But the feeling of no hope, Jason.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Whenever people see those movies of like the demon or whatever, I feel like if you were to be in the presence of a demon, it's gonna feel like that. It's gonna feel like it's gonna make you feel like fucking no hope, no nothing, like literally nothing, like sad.
I see reading Diana's comment right there. Yeah, she's right. Men are talking to men be talking about watching homicides as children and then make a podcast instead of getting therapy. That's you, Danny.
No, I'm not therapy. I'm just saying like
Exactly. Instead of getting therapy, maybe you should go get some therapy.
I guess,
Figure
but
out
I'm
what is
like,
going on. Danny, that's you were a child looking at chopped up body or a body with a knife in them. And
I
you
wasn't, it
think
wasn't
you're
my
not gonna come,
fault.
I know, but you think you're not gonna come out a little messed up from that?
Oh, I'm pretty sure I'm a little messed up because I literally, if I were to see a dead body nowadays, I don't feel sad. I was just like, oh shit, that sucks. I feel no sympathy. A little, I would feel a little bit of sympathy for my family, of course. I'm not a serial killer, okay? Calm down. I'm just saying.
We learned a lot about you today. I learned a lot
Hey,
about you today.
I thought you knew this.
I didn't know you've seen so many dead bodies.
I thought I told you guys. I thought, you know? Oh, damn.
What if it was my dead body, then he says. He wouldn't care, is what he said.
No.
You
I said
basically
people.
said it.
No, I'm not saying say it like that, though. Of course I don't care.
But you'll be like, it's okay, we'll
She's
figure
laughing. I hear Danny's laughing in
it
the background.
You should go get some therapy, Danny. You should listen to Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. Have yourself a good cry and think about what Kendrick is really saying when he's saying that men should go get therapy. Everybody
No,
should
it's
go to
okay.
everybody should go get therapy.
It's hard for me to cry.
Yeah, and you don't want to find out why?
It's fine. It's
Yeah,
okay.
no, you should go get therapy. I was watching Coda the other day, I was crying. Then I watched Warrior and I was crying.
Of
I'm having
course.
good cries these days.
We all need it.
It's true.
I did a big cry whenever a beauty game doesn't release that I really wanted to, like Anthem. It's just I wish it was so good, but no. You know?
Jason's crying. That's true. I always know when I need a good cry, Danny.
You do?
Yeah, I know when I need a good cry. I'm just way moodier than I usually am. Like, there's just days where I'm just way moodier than I usually am, and I'm like, what's wrong with me right now? Why is there...
Apparently, men do have once a month, we do go through almost similar to a woman. Not similar as the woman, but... Apparently we go through it. Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Somebody said something about that. I was like, oh, maybe.
Was it one of your comedian podcasters?
No. It's not comedian podcasters. No. But hey, every human being, you know, they go through a time where I'm pretty sure you get so depressed or so sad or something, and you just have to let it out, scream it out.
What's your go-to emotional thing? Like, do you listen to a song to make you emotional, watch a movie, play a video game? How does Danny get emotional about anything?
This is love. I don't know, Jason.
When do you get emotional?
I think the only get emotional is for stuff that happens to me before, and I start reminiscing a lot, or maybe that's the only thing. Or when people say something but it's really hard people to get me mad or sad. But only that's the only way.
Mm-hmm. It sounds
like my family member dies. If one of my loved ones dies, good save. Yeah.
I'm no therapist here, Danny, but it sounds like you're repressing a lot of your feelings. And it could be because you've seen so many dead bodies in your life.
It's only three dead bodies.
It's not like if you saw him at a funeral. If you see it on a funeral, it's like, all right, like the dead body I saw. I've seen two or three dead bodies at a funeral where it's like, okay, it makes sense. Like it's a funeral. But you've seen them chopped up, you've seen them stabbed, and a syringe on their arm. That's different.
Yeah. It's pretty gruesome. But hey, that's how it is living over there and
third world countries. Developing country is the term that they use now. It's a developing country. Yes. Sounds like you need a therapist, Danny. Go be in tune with your feelings and understand what you're feeling. Because this has made me... We're going to bring you back to the beginning of this podcast, asking how manly you are. That's one of the manliest things you could do, is not be in touch with your feelings.
Really?
Oh yeah. How many men repress their feelings to nothing because they think that's the manly way, you know?
I don't think that's the manly way. I just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool.
I'm worried about you now, Danny. You gotta go. No, you gotta go feel emotions and get in touch, man. It's really important for your
psyche. Maybe I should watch maybe Inside Eye 2. Maybe that will make me a little bit emotional. The only time I felt emotion on a movie, Jason, let me tell you this. This is just your story. This is Toy Story 3.
Really? You were one of those. That one didn't get me.
The ending of 3.
But did think toys were going to die? Like, it wasn't going to
happen. No, not that part. That part.
Okay, which part?
When he's saying goodbye to his toys.
You felt that one.
When Andy's like, you know, like, oh, and this is Andy, you know. He's the best the buddy can ever have, you know. And I'm like, oh, this is Woody. He's like the best buddy you ever had as a kid. And I'm like,
you felt that?
Yeah, I felt that right there.
You should watch After Sun. There's plenty of movies. I could give you a list of movies, Danny, that I've cried with.
What's it called? Grave of the Fireflies?
It's a sad movie. I haven't seen that one.
You haven't seen Grave of the Fireflies? I haven't
because I'm scared. I'm scared it's going to hurt a lot.
Oh my God, Jason!
Because Danny cannot imagine himself saying bye to his toys. That's true. That is you. Look at your background, dude.
Jason, when I was a kid, I didn't have that many toys. The toys I had, they were like literally a little bit of toys that I had. It wasn't like, oh my God, I have a bunch of toys.
That's why you love to buy toys now. That's what you didn't have when you were a kid.
Yeah. Figurines. They're called figurines.
They're toys. They're fucking toys. They're all toys.
What is that? Video games.
Yeah, video games are toys. They're a form of toys. You go to KB Toys, do they not sell video games there? Emotional damage. we're really getting to the bottom of some things here, Denise. We're really getting to him.
Hey, that's how I learned to survive. I learned to... My dad told me, like... I remember one time, they were breaking up my mom we just got the house, and my mom was opening the door in the back, and my mom opened the, you know how over there is the doors have like a little window, like a little door. Yeah. Mm-hmm. in the door. So she opened the little window to turn the lights on, and there's a guy right there, and I saw it too. A guy right there was trying to like open the door, and my mom starts screaming, and my dad quickly got his gun.
Oh.
And he went chasing after him, and not just him, because he also went, I think at that time his friends were there. He had an entourage. My dad had an entourage, Jason. I'm not even fucking joking
his about bandmates?
He had other entourage than his bandmates. Yeah, it was his homies. And my dad literally chased him down, and all I hear was bomb, 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 bomb.
Oh my gosh. Okay, again, we're going to go back. And you think none of this is the reason why you don't get feel emotional in certain things?
No, my dad told me just like you always got to be ready.
Yeah.
Like always got to be ready.
Yeah.
Like if that guy was about to enter, who knows what he would have done to us.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I learned, you know, always be ready. Always don't trust anybody.
Don't trust anybody.
Don't trust anybody. And then just, you know, don't freeze up, act.
Mm-hmm. That's facts.
Yeah.
That's facts. We learned a lot today, but what we haven't learned yet is our perfect vacation.
How does Danny go on vacation without emotional damage? Jason, I don't think of like this. Oh, I never do. To be, I swear to God, I never do. I never get emotional or something like that.
I just
get mad. Or, yeah.
Should this episode be called "Does Danny Need Therapy"? Yes, it should.
Denise has told me that I should talk to someone about my dreams because I do have it frequently.
Yeah, that's already two people because I was literally telling you that before we started recording.
I do know when I have him. I have him whenever I wake up and then I go back to sleep. And my mind is a little bit active, more active than when I was regularly sleeping. I start having those nightmares. It always happens like that.
Yeah, but just because you know when they happen doesn't mean you know why they happen.
It's just my body. My mind is just too active. My body is just tired.
Yes, Denise, except it's a rhetorical question because the answer is definitely yes. Yeah, it's true. That was by Diana. It's true, Danny. You do need to go see... a therapist. You need to go see. They're eventually going to say, "Hey, you got to go to a sleep doctor." Remember Dr. Sleep, the movie, the sequel to The Shining?
What a bad movie!
Really,
Jason? Look, Jason. Let me tell you this. It was alright. It was just alright. It was a disappointment to me, to be honest, a little bit.
Then you know? Was your perfect vacation.
Well, let me tell you, what's yours?
Oh, I don't know. You asked me this before we started recording. I kept thinking, I don't know.
Okay, let me ask you this. The perfect vacation to me, it will be a vacation that first is cheap.
Oh, okay.
And second, I don't even you have enough and they have enough time to relax, like actually relax. You know, I get that you want to see everything. I do get it. Trust me, I do too. If you go to a place, you're like, how can you just stay in one spot and not do anything? You know. But also, let's say if you go to somewhere, just relax. Just feel relaxed the whole time. Don't feel rushed. Not feeling rushed. Not feeling like you have to go to this spot because if not, you're going to miss it out. That's my perfect vacation. That I still going to have enough time to explore, but also enough time to relax. And of course, try a bunch of food that I never tried before.
Mm-hmm. That's a good answer. So no location. No location specific.
Location specific?
Specific location.
There's so many places I want to go still. I mean, literally, whole Europe, Egypt, United States wise would be like New Orleans. I always wanted to go to New Orleans. And I don't know about South America. I never felt like I would need to go to South America.
You think there's enough in Mexico? And Guatemala. It's like, you've seen one of those Latin countries. You've seen them all.
I get it. I get the appeal.
Uh-huh.
I would like to go to Alaska.
Hmm. I'd like to go to Antarctica to go see some penguins. Are there penguins in Antarctica? I'm gonna say yes. I'm gonna go with yes.
They're big. Those emperor penguins.
Big. Emperor penguins. Oh, emperor penguins are big. That's what they call it. Definitely want to check out some penguins. I want to go on a safari, Danny. This has really climbed up my ladder of destinations.
That is surprising to me.
What?
That is surprising to me, Jason.
Why?
Look, Jason, I will too, but I see so many videos where the fucking lion just goes fucking top of the fucking truck and people are like running out. You know how many accidents they have?
Yeah, don't run out. Don't be stupid.
Well, have you seen how people can be dumb, though?
Yeah, I know.
What if you're in a group of people and the driver is like, oh, let me show you this, and let me stop in the middle of fucking...
Don't you Lions trust beating. Them? They've been doing it for years.
No, I will not trust them. Jason, look, Jason. Let me tell you about
Coward.
Something.
You got to live life on the edge, man.
I already told you this. Don't trust anybody. This, Jason, oh my God. You're not going to survive the apocalypse. You keep fucking trusting people.
You need to start trusting people, Daddy. How about that?
You trust after you know them. Before you know them, you don't trust, Jason.
You need to go see a therapist then, yeah.
No, it's not a therapist. It's actually survival.
Now you're not trusting lions? You know what I've heard, though, on a serious note? I've heard that lions are little scaredy cats. Like, legitimate scaredy cats. They're cowards, and they are afraid of you because there's been so many poachers over the years that technically, in some areas of safaris, they believe humans to be above them in the food chain. So in the circle of life, men are humans are at the top. So they're actually kind of scared of humans in general. I mean, if you trigger them, obviously they're going to rip you apart, but that's why there's so many videos of people walking next to lions or tigers and things like that, cuz there are a lot who are actually scared of you. I'm gonna be terrified whenever I walk next to a lion, but I'm gonna enjoy it afterwards. It's gonna be like when we went bungee jumping and it was terrifying. It was very, very, very scary. But when you jump and it's like, oh yeah, it's like, yeah, feels good. Feel adrenaline pumping. Feels
That's
great.
A screenshot I'm gonna take, Jason. You going like this? That sounded really good. No, but so that's a perfect vacation, going to a safari.
I don't know if it's a perfect, Danny. I don't know if I have a. I've had really great. I have a lot of really great vacations already. I feel like so many of them have already been pretty perfect, where you know some small notes of, wish I would have known how that transportation works, or I wish I would have known the weather or whatever. Like the little small details that you just can't really calculate beforehand, but that doesn't really bother me at the end of the day. I've had a lot of good stuff, a lot of good times. So how about this, Danny? The perfect vacation is the next vacation. How about that?
I did have one of the best, I think one of the best vacation was with Denise, going to Disneyland, just us two for 3 days. And also the one I went with Mexico. I think Mexico was like, I really did have so much fun. The one in Disney, me and Denise, was just like, we didn't feel rushed. It was just like, you know, we were just like, let's just enjoy this. And we did. And the one in Mexico, Jason, like, I really did have fun in Mexico. It was like one of the funnest vacation I ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the things that we did and like, the people, it was just like, damn, not even die in Guatemala. And I go in Guatemala for different reasons, to visit family.
Yeah.
But like Mexico was one of the funnest vacation I ever had. And also the last year with Denise in Disneyland.
Oh my God, are you crying? Are you kidding? Oh no, you were yawning. Sorry.
No, just yawning. And also, but I think the one that I still have fun in New York, it was just the weather. Like, those little things can really change. The weather was so hot.
Denise said, like, so you had more fun without me?
No, I didn't say that. I just said that was one of the funnest vacations I had.
You just had one of the better vacations of your life without Denise.
Oh my god, that's not what they said, but okay.
I mean,
that's not what I'm going to say. She just wants to start drama, Jason. You should know this.
That's really
every
rude.
Time every time I start, you know, get on Discord, you guys, she's already like, get there, ho! Jugar?
I don't know what you're talking about.
She's just laughing.
I wasn't there, so.
Oh my god.
Yeah, the New York sounded like it was fun too. You've had some good times, huh?
You too. You had some good times, Jason.
We've had some good times, Danny.
You know, exploring all the Disneylands already.
Halfway there. Diana says, "Oh, so now Denise is dramatic." Wow. Danny, you really need to watch what you say.
I guess I do. I guess I really do.
Yeah. Were you charging your microphone?
My headsets, yeah. They were.
Sorry. Or your headset. Apparently, yeah.
Apparently.
So, just some notes before we get out of here, before I have to get a change.
Jason!
This podcast, yeah?
You said a perfect vacation, but, like, what's, like, you said you had really good ones? You never told us what exactly is your perfect vacation.
I told you the perfect one is the next one. I told you this. I don't know, Danny, at this point, honestly. Because there's just a list of things to do. One of my bucket lists is to watch El Clásico, Barcelona versus Real Madrid, in the Camp Nou, of course, which will hopefully open up in November, reopen. It's been in construction for some time. But that's one of my bucket list items. But unfortunately, Barcelona does not want tourists at the moment.
It's so stupid. That is really stupid. But then again, maybe they have caused so many problems.
Yeah, big issue is Airbnbs and a lot of foreigners who are purchasing land and real estate at a low rate and causing the rest of the real estate economy to go up. So they're like, everyone's just buying houses to do Airbnbs, and now we're suffering for it. So it's understandable, and I get it. So if we go, it'll be like at a hotel most likely where we'll stay and do it that route. But one of them is definitely to go watch El Clásico. I gotta go do that. That's at the top of the list.
That's the top, because you know, one your of the, second favorite sport.
Yeah, this is true. Another one is to go watch the Cavaliers in Cleveland.
Jason, I'm not to go.
Rocket Mortgage. The sad part is that it's Cleveland. So
it's Ohio. That's what Denise was telling me one time. Like, his kids say, "Well, that's Ohio." You know how they use Ohio as like kind of like a because you know Ohio's been meme out as a freaking being a bad place to go. Like really like ghetto, really like messed up. Trust me, that's what it is. They meme out Ohio so bad to the point where like people are like, "Why are you going to Ohio?"
Watch the Cavs play. Can't be that
and then
bad.
Get out.
Can't be that
bad. It out.
But yes, it would be more of an East Coast trip than Ohio, Cleveland.
Jason, imagine we do a trip, and then we just start like doing podcasts in different places. It's just like, hey, you know, today we're here and
take our podcast town. On the road.
Yeah, a rogue podcast.
Sunday morning tangents and whatever. I was gonna workshop some titles. Yeah, I don't know though, Danny. There's a lot that I want to do. Still got to go to Hong Kong and Shanghai for the Disneylands.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go on a cruise. I like whenever I go. I'm in no rush, but I want to experience a cruise.
Yeah,
I've never been on one, so I want to go on one. I want to go see the Aurora Borealis. Go to Alaska. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, Alaska. Scandinavian. One of those Scandinavian. There's a lot. There's a lot, Danny. So that's why I tell you the perfect one is the next one.
Next one. Okay.
The next one, and hopefully it is as relaxing as you were making it out to be. Mm-hmm. We were supposed to talk about aliens. We didn't get around to it. We both liked it. That's what we gotta say.
If there was a really good, like movie that is following the first movie, It's one of the best ones because remember The Crow is not doing so hot. That movie failed, and I knew it was going to fail.
Yeah, you could tell.
You can tell. You always can tell the science when a movie is going to fail.
Diana says the perfect vacation is the one where you have a lot of money to blow. That's true. When you ain't got to worry about the money. When you have to worry how much money you're spending, you could just say, yeah, sure, I want to buy this.
Oh, trust me, I already have a situation where that's going to... If I become rich, ever, if I'm sure that's going to happen, but if I become rich, we go to Akihabara in Japan.
If I ever become rich, Danny, I'm like spending 6 months traveling the world.
Oh, Jason.
Or more if Jason. I have to.
Just explore the planet.
Yeah, exactly.
And like
Anthony Bourdain. Just go around the world trying food.
Jason, you know how bad I wanted to do. You know how I was like this. That's one of my goals in life. I was like, okay, I want to do Anthony Bourdain. I used to love watching those videos all the time.
I've never seen anything by him.
You never?
You know, I lie. I was once at a barbershop where they had his show on Netflix on the TV. And he was eating monkey brains. And I said to myself, that is terrible, terrible, terrible thing to do, eating monkey brains.
It was. But they need to kill some. There's Caesar. Too many in some places.
Like, what would Caesar think?
He's an ape.
I know, but they still watch out for each other's backs. They're primates at the end of the day.
Okay, I guess. But it was just that time. He doesn't just eat that. He will eat to other regular places, of course.
Apes together strong. Danny, we're coming here to the top of the hour. That we're supposed to go. And just to recap a little, we don't usually recap, but I just want to recap real quick. Number one, you're an alpha male because you're not in tune with your feelings, and that's you repress your feelings, and that's what alpha males do. They don't.
I just forget about it, to be honest.
You repress them. Three or four or wherever I was at, you got to go see a therapist, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. I want to go see one. I want to go see one myself, just so you know.
No, it's okay. You're fine. We're both fine, Jason.
Exactly what a male in the 50s would say when they're not fine. Don Draper over here.
We don't need no shrink.
We all do. We all need it there. Again, go listen to Kendrick's new album, please, and really think about what you're saying. Think about how we all need a therapist in our life.
We just need a good homie to talk to and, you know, or a good person or a loved one to talk to.
A little bit more than that.
Yeah.
A good homie to talk to.
Perfect. My niece learned how to what homie is.
What do you mean?
Like, she didn't know what homie is, Priscilla. Oh. Then I told her what homie is. Like, oh, and that's something she says words like, oh, where's your homie at?
That's funny. I thought homie was just like a known thing around the world. Your therapist can be your homie.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's not the one money.
You can tell your homie, they're like, dang, that's crazy, fool.
Yeah,
that's crazy. This is a crazy dream that you have. For real.
So what else?
Then other stuff we talked about. This was a good one, Danny. I enjoyed today's episode. You got to send an apology at some point, though, because you were still very racist towards Japanese people and Asian people.
Sorry.
That's not how that works at all. Still being offensive. You're a very offensive culture. I know that you are anti-woke. I know that that's just where you live right now these days.
Woke is not even a word.
Woke is a word. I woke up today.
Yeah, okay, yeah, see?
So you got to send out an apology out there and make sure we don't get canceled. Because if this thing goes down, like I don't know who I'm going to find as a replacement.
Jason, it's not going to go down, Jason.
I'm not letting Sunday Morning Dan just go down. So I got
to find a replacement.
Get Denise on here.
All I said was imagine if I were to grab my fingers and pull my eyes.
Exactly.
Stretch my eyes. But I said that's insensitive.
Yes, it's been insensitive for decades.
Yeah, I know.
It's always been insensitive.
I know. It's so bad.
Yeah.
I know.
It's then why
bad.
Are you doing it?
I didn't do it.
Why
Did I
are
do
you
it?
Even saying you are going to do it?
I said I was, but then I was like, that's insensitive. See, I stopped myself from
doing it. It's been something insensitive and negative forever. Forever.
Let me tell you this. Let me tell you this, Jason. People are being sensitive to me since I was here. My first day in middle school, Jason. First day in fucking middle school, I was in art class, and I remember the kid came up to me. He's like, where you from? And I said, from Guatemala. And he said, what part of Mexico is that from?
That's crazy, fool.
Oh, let me tell another one. This guy, I was in the bus when I was younger, and I was going somewhere, I think, to work, I think. And then this guy came up to me. So what part of India are you from?
You don't look Indian. You don't look Indian.
I look more Middle Eastern, but that guy thought I was Indian.
Middle school kids are stupid also. So.
This is an adult telling me this, Jason.
Well, adults are stupid too.
All right.
We're all stupid. We're all racist. So why do you have to stoop down to their level, Danny? How about that?
I did not. Well, did I?
You were going to.
Did I? There's a difference between going to did I. It's a fine line, but still a line, Jason.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to today's episode of Sunday Morning Tangents.
That's a don't good forget, episode, man.
Don't forget you go to youtube.com/@SundayMorningTangents, where you can like, subscribe, and turn on the notifications so you can get notified every time we go live, because we like to have fun with the live audience out there. You could also catch us anywhere you listen to podcasts. We upload almost every Sunday, if not every Sunday. That's because we didn't want to that Sunday. And if you do want us to upload every Sunday, give us some money. That's been Danny. I've been Jason.
Money talks.
This has been Sunday Morning Tangents with a couple of tan.
No, tangerines.